Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Is Tua the guy? Could he one day lead the Dolphins or a team to the Super Bowl? Well, Barry Jackson of the Miami Herald has written a couple of articles on the whole Tua Tagovailoa topic. It's amazing. There always seems to be information and fuel for the fire when it comes to Tua. Six analysts have weighed in on if Tua should get that long-term extension from the Miami Dolphins. You want to start with Dan Orlovsky?
D.O. I think D.O. says yes.
You are correct. He says the amount of money
I love D.O.
is the part you've got to figure out with the contract extension. Once again, it's all about the money. But he should be their quarterback. He's not a perfect player. He's good to a really good player, and the Dolphins haven't had that in a long time. I'm in the school with Dan Orlovsky. It's all about the money. It's not about whether Tua should be your quarterback or not. It's about how much you should pay him, because the other options out there aren't that great. I don't think Justin Fields is the answer.
All right. You don't think Justin Fields is the answer?
No.
Okay, so, all right. Who's the highest paid quarterback right now? Is it Herbert or Burrow? It's one of those two.
One of those two. I mean, it switches every day.
It's like $52
million. Right.
Do you think Tua is a $50 million quarterback?
That's what I'm saying. I'm asking you. No, he played himself out of that.
Do you think he's a $45 million quarterback?
Yeah. 40, 45.
48?
Between 40 and 45.
So you don't think he's a $45 to $50 million quarterback?
No, I do not.
But you think he's a $40 to $45 million
yes.
quarterback?
Like okay. Dan Orlovsky says, he's good to a really good player. And we saw, and we're going to look at some of his stats, where in some categories, he stacked up very well with the MVPs. And then in some stats, he didn't so much. Mina Kimes now. I love Mina Kimes.
She's a baddie.
She's a bad one, but she's also very, very talented and very intelligent and well-spoken. I love everything she says. She's having a kid, I think, too. It's not mine.
No, she had one already.
Okay.
Congratulations, though.
I'm sure she appreciates that. Mina Kimes says, my concern about a long-term contract with this team that needs to get help over the hump is this question. If you take away the middle of the field, do you trust him to move the ball? We've seen defenses do it. Obviously, Kansas City in the playoff game, they did it with success. Do you trust him to create on his own? And can you go deep into the playoffs if you can't do that? That's a good point.
Okay.
He is very robotic, and I'm hoping that he will mature, as players do, and become a little better at ad-libbing, because you've said it, and people have tried to deny you, and I'll stand up for you, Vlad. When his first option is taken away, he looks like a deer in the headlights. He looks like a deer in the headlights. And people say, no, he's getting his progressions. And we had Brian Baldinger on. And, of course, Brian Baldinger isn't going to come on to Miami radio as a national guy and just, you know, bag on the Miami guy. So he kind of defended, no, he's going through his progressions. In all his heart of hearts, we know it. Baldy, great guy. But he was playing to the home crowd. If you think Tua's progressing through all this stuff.
If he taps the ball more than once.
One thing Aaron Rodgers does great. Goes through his progressions and ad-libs. Doesn't matter if it's the first guy open, second guy open, third guy open, fifth guy open. It could be the coach on the sideline. He'll do that. Tua needs to be less robotic. That's where the hang up on the money is going to come. Mina Kimes brings up a good point. You take away one thing from him. Mike McDaniel's guilty of this too. We've talked about this. You take away what they want, and they're a deer in the headlights. Huh? Tyreek got hurt against Tennessee. What do we do? It's pretty simple what to do. I mean, you and I aren't coaches, Vlad. What do you do when Tyreek goes down?
Run the ball.
Make Jalen Waddle your number one now? Okay, you're number one now. Braxton Berrios or, you know, Jeff Wilson Jr. or Cedric Wilson Jr. You're number two. Go ahead. Instead, they did this number. Tyreek, can you get back in there? Tyreek has to go in there injured. And what happens? He goes in and lo and behold, he starts balling out. Because they only have this one, they have to be less robotic. So, Mina Kimes brings up a good point. What about Ryan Clark? We know Ryan Clark loves Tua Tagovailoa, right? Ryan Clark and I, man, back in the day. I think that's extremely difficult. It's like that for many quarterbacks, but I believe Tua is one that cannot excel once you take away the first read in between the numbers. On the flip side, Clark says, both in health and success, he showed he should be the franchise quarterback going forward for the Miami Dolphins.
Now, that is true. Playing all 17 games this season and a postseason game this year meant that is a big accomplishment, and he also led the league in yards. So as much we, you know, you gotta balance it out. You gotta balance it. As much you look at the negative, the critique, you gotta also get, show him praise in what he did this season.
I hate to say this, he was the healthiest quarterback in the NFL this year.
He might have been the healthiest quarterback in the AFC. I know he was probably the healthiest quarterback in the AFC East, but I mean, he's one of the few that actually played all 17 games.
Every single game.
So, right, yes, when he's on the field and everything's perfect, he's one of the top quarterbacks in the league.
Ryan Clark, maybe we have the same LSU education. I'm with him on this. If you believe he should be paid with Joe Burrow and Justin Herbert's, to me, that's too much. And I know the knock on Justin Herbert. Look, I know this isn't a popular opinion, and I'll say it. Last year for Justin Herbert, I don't think was a true representation of Justin Herbert. I think that was Justin Herbert not fitting right with that bum brain Staley.
You get that, and he was hurt, but he had two injuries in his finger.
Do you think he's not going to excel with Jim Harbaugh?
I think he's definitely going to excel with Harbaugh. I think the contract that you got to worry about, that I think right now, if you really look at it, you didn't realize they can get out of it that early and not get hit with such a salary cap. It's the one that Philadelphia has with Jalen Hurts right now. Jalen Hurts got paid. Yeah. He was a second-round pick? He got paid a lot of money, and his numbers regressed this past season.
I mean, they were 10-1 at one point.
Right, but they weren't really – more turnovers than he had last year, so he took a step back. Burrow got hurt. I mean, that's going to happen with those guys. He showed you, too, with this season that he can play all 17 in a postseason game. So he played all 18 games this season.
Mm-hmm.
Led the league in yards.
Passing yards.
But now the question you have to ask, is this guy the one that can lead you to a Super Bowl title?
Shannon Sharp echoes your sentiments, Vlad. I don't believe his ceiling for the Dolphins is the Super Bowl. Things have to be really ideal for you to maximize his ability. That's asking an awful lot because, you know, in football, there are things less than ideal. I don't know what other options they have, though. That's the thing. If you don't believe Tua is the guy, what are your other options?
Because here's the thing, though, right, Cousin? Well, yeah, here's the thing, Dan. The window with this current Dolphin roster is what, another year maybe?
Hopefully. We talked about it the other day.
Maybe two seasons, but really next season?
Right, like
They got to go in all in 2024.
Go through the laundry list of why next season's going to be tougher than this past season.
Because you got to pay Waddle, you got to pay Jalen Phillips, you got to pay Tyreek Hill.
You're way over the cap already. AFC so East ain't getting easier.
They're going to have to do a lot of, you know, a lot of loaning, a lot of credit. They got to do the Mickey Loomis that the New Orleans Saints are famous for.
Hey.
But what happens when those contracts are maybe not re-signed what if these players leave? And then now you have Tua. You just left with Tua. And not without all these weapons, maybe. You got to draft and develop these talents. And they're kind of up in the air with that. You know, sometimes they hit, sometimes they don't. They hit with the running back this year. But other than Waddle and Hill, your wide receiving room is not as great as, you know. Wilson's making a lot of money. He's not a great third receiver.
It's going to be a tough season. Will they excel? I don't know. Like we said, the AFC East ain't getting easier. You guys got a quarterback coming back who knows how to win, play.
Everybody, except for the Patriots in the AFC East, are playing for it all in 2024. Mm-hmm. You already know the AFC North is playing. Every team there finished with a 500 record.
And you know if Patrick Mahomes stays healthy, that Kansas City is going to be right where they're at every year.
And Harbaugh's coming.
Harbaugh is coming.
And what will the AFC South, what's going to happen now? Is it a Jacksonville versus Houston, or is Houston the team? What happens with Anthony Richardson coming back to Indianapolis, who had a good season last year?
I'll tell you,
the AFC is going to be tough next season.
You know who to watch out for, too, under the radar? The Raiders. I like Antonio Pierce.
We'll see.
That team's tough. Real quick, how did Tua stack up to some of the MVP candidates? Well, completion percentage, those three quarterbacks between Patrick Mahomes, Aaron Rodgers, Lamar Jackson, 67.8%. During their MVP seasons, Tua threw for 69.3. That's good. Passing yards per game. Jackson, Mahomes, Rodgers, 273 yards during their MVP seasons. Tua, 272 this season. That's good. Yards per attempt for those three MVP candidates, 8.1 during their MVP seasons. Tua, 8.2 this year. You would say, man, maybe Tua should have been the MVP. Now,
what happened in December, bro?
I know. I was going to say, all those stats go out the window. When it got to be big games, some of the bad things: passing touchdowns per game, Rodgers, Mahomes, Jackson, 2.6 TDs per game during their MVP season, Tua 1.7. Passer rating, they had a 112 passer rating combined. Rodgers was 121.5 in 2020. Tua, 101. So it was down from last year, it was 105. And the big one, Vlad, like you said, winning big games. Now, granted, Rodgers did lose a lot of playoff games, but he won a lot of big games during the regular season. Jackson hasn't won a ton of playoff games, so you can't really knock him. Mahomes, though, he's Mr. Clutch. This is the way I feel about it. I like Tua Tagovailoa. I think he should be our quarterback. I just don't know how much we should pay him. Like I said, between 40, 45.
It's not our money. Remember that.
That's true.
It's not our money.
But the Dolphins are pressed up against the cap.
But you don't want to overspend on your quarterback and not leave yourself any room to make other moves.
Anything else, yeah. And, I mean, you got most of those guys that are playing above their pay grade already. Tua's our guy, though. We're going to rock and roll with him.
You say it like you try to say it to convince yourself.
You know, it's like relationships, Vlad. Like, cheaper to keep her. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, boy.
I love Tua.
Sure.
It's the best option we got.
All right.
Do not make him the highest paid player in the NFL, though. Okay, real quick, yes or no, with a very short explanation. Does he get a big contract this offseason?
Ah, look at you making me breathe it.
Okay,
I'm trying to breathe it in, that
time.
Question.
No.
No, I think they're going to let him play out this fifth year, bro.
I think that's smart.
I really do, and I think if it's a critical year for both Coach McDaniel and Tua. It's just
because
if
it's more of the same, things have to be reevaluated.
Yeah. Yeah.
I'll be honest with you, what they did this year, as fun as some of the times were, it wasn't good enough.
McDaniel's his Nike fits on the it's on the grill.
It wasn't good enough.
It's on the Foreman.
It's true.
It's on the Foreman.
Football is fun. Why shouldn't your football podcast be the same?
Follow and listen to Heed the Call NFL podcast with Dan Hanzus and Mark Sessler wherever you get your podcasts.